questions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, August 7th, 2025 edition. MERS News Service has been putting together a series of stories about the upcoming election next year, 2026, with regards to the state Senate. What they've done is looked at candidates that have either filed or will be filing or are thinking about running. Everybody's on the ballot next year except for president. Mike Rogers, the endorsed candidate by Donald Trump for the U.S. Senate. Democrats have, I believe, four or five people running already announced running for that seat as well. They will battle it out in the primary next August. The winner will go on to face Mike Rogers in November. We will have a new U.S. Senator. Congress. We've got some people running announced already. Justin Michael has filed the papers and is actively campaigning against Congressman Jack Bergman in the 1st Congressional District. We've got other congressional district races around the state of Michigan. Every state senator is up for election or re-election next year, as well as the entire state House of Representatives. Well, MERS has been following the state Senate district, and they finally have come closer to northern Michigan. Today's story is for Senate districts 33 through 38. So we're going to start off with that 33 district first. Currently, two candidates are raising and spending money to replace term-limited Senator Rick Outman of Six Lakes. One is State Representative Joseph Fox from Fremont. He's the grandfather of 11 who has directed the Newaygo County Commission on Aging. Fox additionally travels outside the Senate district to preach at the Beaver Island Christian Church up here in our listening area. While the other candidate is Thomas Norton, previously involved in the Michigan Conservative Union, he's attempted to run for several things before. A few years ago, 2022, he primary challenged incumbent U.S. Congressman John Molinar, and he got a very respectable 34.8% of the vote. Previously, in 2020, he was one of five Republicans running in the open primary, which ultimately brought former U.S. Congressman Peter Meyer to his first and single term in Congress. Recent campaign finance report shows Norton has a respectable $20,042 in his candidate account. As far as names unofficially floating around, some think that the seat could be State Representative Pat Outman. He's the senator's son, if he wants it. Tapping into local political lineages can be a powerful and reliable strategy, and some residents somewhat familiar with their legislators would recognize his last name. Some actually, if you would stop and think about this, some people might think that the son is the father and that he's simply running for re-election. Senator Rick Altman, State Representative, his son, Pat Altman. Well, in addition, the son is also building his own connections, as well as being the chair of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. A speaker for the House Republicans road funding plan, and the husband of a health system lobbyist. However, due to term limits, the younger son, Altman, would be restricted to only be able to serve one term in the Senate. Some around Lansing sees it as much more of a worthwhile for him to continue advancing his seniority in the House, where he could serve for 7 more years. Now, another possibility of a name circulating is State Representative Gina Johnson. She owns a retirement income planning firm, and her name is being circulated as well. Both Johnson and Fox could serve 2 terms in the Senate. Johnson right now has 7,561 in her House Candidate Committee as of July 20th. Representative Fox has 8,755. So that is the status of that particular Senate District 33 race. If you look at the numbers, Tom Norton has the most money and perhaps has bigger name ID from running for U.S. Congress. These other folks are state reps. I don't think they got as good a name recognition, but I could be wrong. Next up, Senate District 34. Senator Roger Hoke could serve 1 more term in the Senate. Interests around Lansing are less concerned about him being primaried and more zoomed in on how he rises in leadership. Both Hoke and Michael Weber, Senator of Rochester Hills, are being discussed potentially as becoming Senate Republicans' next top leader following the 2026 elections. If the Republicans are able to take back the majority, Senator Hoke and Weber could be considered to be the Senate Majority Leader. Weber would be a Metro Detroit Republican who could talk about some of the legislature's most competitive and expensive seats to run in, mostly in Macomb and his Oakland County. Weber has $167,918 cash on hand. Along with his Weber Majority Fund Political Action Committee. However, he needs to defend his seat, which is being targeted by Democrats next year. Meanwhile, Senator Roger Hoke has been a major spokesperson, criticizing the governor for not calling for a special election in his neighboring district, 35th. As we've been talking about many times on this show, the 35th Senate District was vacated when now U.S. Congresswoman Christine McDonald Rivett of Bay City went to Congress at the start of the year. Hoke is in a district where President Donald Trump won with 64.7% of the vote. And he has about half as much money as Weber does. $82,099 cash on hand between his candidate account as well as his majority fund. So, pretty interesting. Either way, I think it's pretty safe to say that Hoke will win his re-election. But he can only serve 1 more term. So it's going to be a very interesting decision as to what happens there. Next up, the infamous, very much talked about on this show anyway, 35th Senate District. Everybody waiting for a special election to be called by the governor continues in the competitive district category. This district covers Midland, Saginaw, and Bay counties. Well, right now, three Democrats, all black local leaders, have filed to fundraise in the district. State Board of Education President Pamela Pugh, Saginaw's City Fire Captain Cedric Green, and Saginaw County Democratic Party Chairman Brandell Adams. On the Republican side, State Representative Bill G. Schutte of Midland and State Representative Timothy Bassan of Bay City have discussed being viable possible contenders for the seat. As of today, it's been 215 days since McDonnell Rivett officially vacated her seat to go to Congress, and the governor has not yet called a special election. If State Representative Tyrone Carter, Democrat of Detroit, as well as Karen Whitsitt, win their city council elections in Detroit during November, will the governor wrap up all the three special elections into a common date? Maybe perhaps that's what she's been waiting for. We shall see. 36th district. I'm anxious to get to 37 for a reason. Senator Michelle Hatenga is expected to secure a second term in the Senate next year, maintaining a strong conservative credentials in a district where Donald Trump won the 36th district with 67.7% of the vote. Michelle is guaranteed to win re-election. Don't even raise money. Don't even put up signs. Nobody's going to primary challenge you. And if a Democrat is stupid enough to run against you, they will lose. That simple. The 37th, my Senate district. Senator John DeMoose can serve just one more term in the Senate. Part of what makes his race so fascinating for folks around Lansing are the different what-if scenarios surrounding DeMoose's political future. DeMoose is considered one of, quote, Bergman's boys and part of the Bergman Brigade. Based on the fact that a strong campaign infrastructure affiliated with U.S. Congressman Jack Bergman. We'll continue, finish this up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two, wrapping up this District 37 discussion, possibly. Got a few paragraphs to go, and I like the direction they're taking this. Well, another possible political future for State Senator John DeMoose is if 78-year-old Congressman Jack Bergman ever retires from Congress, DeMoose is looked at as being a highly potential successor. Of course he is. He's part of the Bergman Boys, the Bergman Brigade, the Bergman Machine. Jack Bergman would announce his retirement along with endorsing DeMoose to be his replacement. While some of the other Republicans perceived as being competitive DeMoose replacements in the 37th Senate District, is former previous State Representative Tristan Cole, current State Representative Cam Cavett, or newly elected State Representative Parker Fairburn. Another possibility would be Bergman's other female part of the Bergman machine, Lisa Trombley. She was recruited by the Bergman team to run against Katie Nis in the Republican primary to unseat State Representative Betsy Kofia. She's an aerospace businesswoman from Virginia who transplanted to Traverse City and lost to Betsy. However, another piece of hot gossip going on around Lansing is that John DeMoose is being pitched to be Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, independent running mate, as his lieutenant governor as he runs for governor as an independent. Well, this makes total sense. Why? Because John DeMoose isn't a conservative Republican. According to voting records, John DeMoose voted with the Democrats very liberally 30% of the time last year, only voting with the conservative Republicans 70% of the time. Now, if John DeMoose files to run in the Senate race next year, if he's unopposed he would not have to face a primary challenger on August 4th of 2026. State law requires that candidates for governor with no party affiliation file the name of their lieutenant governor with the Secretary of State no later than 66 days before the November general election. So looking at the calendar for next year, 2026, that date wouldn't be until August the 29th. That would be 25 days after the August 4th primary. If DeMoos does successfully run in the Senate primary, but is picked by Dugan to be his running mate, lieutenant governor, as an independent, then the executive committees of the Republican parties in Antrim, my county, Charlevoix, Sheboygan, Emmett, Grand Traverse, Leelanau, Mackinac, and Chippewa counties would meet. And they would then be forced to select a new Republican nominee for the 37th State Senate District. If this happens, party activists, grassroots patriots could select someone far more ultra-MAGA in the red meat conservative district than DeMoos. Again, based on his liberal voting record. Something very similar happened back in the day when Republican Governor Rick Snyder selected Brian Kelly. At that time, Brian was a state representative from Portland, Michigan. Snyder picked him to be his running mate after he won the summer's 2010 primary. Kelly did for his third term. However, because of new Democratic populations moving into Lake Michigan's Cherry Coast, the 37th Senate District appears to be now a reddish-purple district in November elections. Much closer, Donald Trump won the district by 54% of the vote. He defeated Kamala Harris by 18,704 votes. It's still, this seat is still going to be held by a Republican. The question, which Republican? DeMoos? Or if he gets picked to be lieutenant governor candidate with the independent Mike Duggan running for governor, then it's going to be left up to the executive committee of those counties that make up the 37th district. Do you see why it's so important to be a precinct delegate? To be a member of your county party? To be perhaps part of your executive committee? If that's the case, if that is the case, well, we the people are going to have a say as to who gets to be the next Republican state senator for the 37th, not the Bergman machine.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake.